Alright, so our last pod was from a week ago. So,
yeah.
Sorry for the inconsistency with podding. I feel like what we usually do is, not pod for a week and then we do three pods in a row.
Yeah.
Just kind of how we roll.
It's just kind of how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, we don't have specific dates, honestly. It's just like,
yeah, because if we were like, all right, we're going to pod every single Saturday, what's the fun in that?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like not knowing when it's going to come
is so much more interesting.
Yeah, because like, okay, you know when you subscribe to a YouTube channel and like they never say when they're going to post? Like, you just check YouTube every day to see if there's a new one.
Yeah.
Instead of like the ones where like I post every Saturday, we're like, okay, then I can only check on Saturdays.
Yeah.
It's just like, where's the fun in that?
Yeah, exactly. What's the name of the game?
Yeah, okay. We were driving past, like, this group of four adults, two girls, two boys. Adults. Two men, two women. And they were all wearing, like, the exact same outfit. It wasn't even on purpose. They're all wearing, like, the same shade of denim blue.
I'm gonna say, you don't know if it was on purpose or not.
And then they were all just wearing, like, mute shirts. Like, mute colored shirts. Oh.
Maybe they were just taking a family picture.
Maybe, but one of them was, like, a graphic shirt.
I said what I said. Maybe they wanted to show their personality through their clothes. Something that you wouldn't understand because you are always wearing the same outfit every single day. No, I'm kidding. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm just going to ignore that.
It was some humor. I feel like a lot of people don't understand my humor. You know what? When Vincent Van Gogh was alive, people didn't like his stuff. And now...
Shit.
What?
Never mind. I thought I didn't bring
I was gonna say you thought you didn't bring your phone. I was gonna be like, Haley. Hey, kid. Back when Vincent Van Gogh was alive, people didn't think that he was a good artist. And now look at where we are. His shit's on socks.
They're making
a William Dafoe movie
with Vincent Van Gogh. Yeah, William Dafoe's gonna be Vincent Van Gogh. But may I finish?
Yes.
Hold on. First of all, whenever people say, like, they're making a new episode, they're making a new season of this.
Uh-huh.
Are we ever gonna talk about who we think they are? It's kind of like, the only, like, thing that addresses it is kind of an Interstellar when they're like, they're doing this. I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
What?
I don't know. Just kind of ignore that Interstellar
part.
It
made absolutely zero sense.
I know.
From beginning to end.
Okay, just kind of ignore it. It's just, I think it's interesting how whenever people say that a new movie's being made, people say they're making a new movie.
I think that you're undersimplifying this. When I say they are making a new movie, I mean that some director is making a new movie.
I know, I think that's interesting. It's not interesting, it's just a pattern I've noticed. And then...
I don't fucking care, this is the most boring conversation I've ever had.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Come on, Haley, you roll up to the party saying, oh, people use the word they sometimes.
No,
Get out of here!
I talked about it with Mom once.
You guys both bring up the most boring thing to talk about when you can. Like, Mom's always like, so what are you learning about in history? It's like, history, yeah. What do you want me to say? Like, what kind of thrilling conversation can you have to me about the French Revolution that hasn't already been said, you know?
You're being really pissy right now? Just, like, relax?
No.
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 Stop. Or, like...
Can I say a recent thing that's happening to me? Because I know what you're about to say is boring and I want to cut it off.
Okay.
Recently, whenever I say m'lady, that was Beth Stanovich. She does not know how to drive, considering the fact that she drives a Tesla. Whenever I say m'lady, I have like an instinctual... sorry, if you look at our rearview mirror, the people behind us are identical twins.
Really?
No.
They actually are. Like,
yeah.
They're even wearing the same pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Like,
Do you think that they're like, if you look in front of us, they're identical twins?
You can't do that. Anyways, whenever I say m'lady, I have an instinctual need to say mein Führer. And for those of you who
fortunately never have to learn about the Holocaust.
Yeah. Mein Führer is what people would call Hitler. So I need someone to, like, you know,
debunk
get another
that.
Two words stuck in my head. Literally any other two words will do. Any other two words.
With restrictions.
With restrictions, okay.
Restrictions may apply.
Yes, restrictions may apply.
Whatever, I say m'lady way too much now. Like,
m'lady?
No, I don't say it like that. I'm like, oh, m'lady? I'm sorry. But, like, so we were doing this thing in history. I've already stopped. I've already briefed you on it.
Ow.
We had to write a constitution, kind of. Yeah, not kind of. We had to write a constitution.
You had to write a fucking constitution. It's Maddie fucking Smokes.
Yeah, I was gonna say. We had to write a constitution, and whenever I would address someone, and I had to address a lot of people, like, in the class, I'd be like, m'lady!
Now that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't know, like...
Now that's good music. What was that CD called?
Now That.
Now That's Music.
Yeah. Anyways. Now, it's called, like, Now That or That.
I'm sorry, I transitioned to a very boring topic, and we were just talking about the most interesting that you can possibly talk about, which is the words... m'lady.
Well, okay, can I just change the subject? Cause, like, I feel like we have nothing else to really talk about on this.
Yeah, see.
The kids in my ASL class talk like they just learned how to curse.
Yes.
For everyone who's, like, kind of unaware with that culture, maybe you grew up in a house where you could curse in front of your parents.
Or, like, I don't know. Yeah, no, you
I feel like there's, like, two types of people, obviously. There's people who can curse in front of their parents, and there's people who can't. And I can't curse around my parents.
Yeah.
They get really pissed.
Yeah. I couldn't say this sucks in front of my mom.
Yeah, until Rebecca and I were, like, in sixth grade, we couldn't say that sucks.
Yeah, I remember one time, Haley said, this sucks, and we were, like, on our street, but we hadn't gotten to our house yet.
Yeah, I remember
and
that,
And my
too.
Mom parked the car and was like, walk.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom, like... We're not allowed to curse in front of my mom, and, like, she knows that we curse. She just doesn't like cursing in front. She just doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who, like,
call their mom a bitch, and it's like, what?
No, there's other people who are like, mom, like, this fucking sucks, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. That is not how you talk to a baby boomer, m'lady.
Yeah. No, like, I can't say God damn it around my dad. Like, yeah. I know it's, like, religious things too, but, like,
I didn't know that was something that people...
I didn't know that was something people actually cared about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say, like, dear God around my dad either.
Yeah.
A lot of God stuff. And that's only as of recently, too.
Yeah.
But my mom doesn't... I said... I don't... So, like, anyways. So there's people who can curse around their parents and then people who can't. And I feel like everyone I know curses around their parents. And I hate it when people come over to my house and they curse in front of my mom. And it's like, don't do that.
Like, she has gentle ears.
Yeah, my mom.
I just had the need to say mine for her. God.
Yeah, like, when I'm talking to my mom about someone, like, cursing, I say, like, the B word. Like, I don't say it in front of my mom.
I'm sorry.
I curse around my siblings, obviously Rebecca.
Obviously. We're siblings.
And like my other siblings, but yeah, I just don't curse around my parents.
Yeah, we have other siblings. Wanna fight?
Yeah.
Wanna fight?
Yeah.
Wanna fight?
Yeah.
One more time. Wanna fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there's people at Costa right now. Like, posing.
Sitting. Nerds.
For a picture.
Get over laser loser. What is that? Sorry, you were going on the whole ASL.
Yeah, so then, like, the people who weren't allowed to curse around their parents, suddenly they learn that they can curse because their friends who can curse around their parents just start doing it.
Right.
So then you're like, oh my god, this is something that I can do too.
It typically happens around, like, 7th grade.
Yeah, like, 7th grade. And a lot of the time, like, freshman year. Like, that's when I felt like I was cursing a lot. Like, now I feel like I'm pretty PG. I don't know.
I cursed a lot in 7th grade.
I don't think I did. Like, I cursed a lot when I'm texting.
Yeah.
And, like, when I'm typing and stuff.
Yeah.
It actually is kind of hard to write essays because of that.
Especially, like, persuasive essays.
Yeah, especially persuasive essays. But, like, I remember, like, freshman year, like, I was really foul-mouthed. Now, I don't think, like, and also there was kind of, like, a shock factor to cursing all the time. Now it's just like, stop. It's not cute anymore.
Yeah, you're like, all right, calm down. Our teacher's not a bitch.
Yeah. When people say, like, that's so fucking cool, like, all the time, I'm like, please stop.
Like, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Yeah, so the kids in my ASL class are all freshmen. And then there's one bitch named Wiley. I don't even care if he hears this.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Wiley.
We are co-presidents of the I Hate Wiley blonde sophomore club. Except for, if, of course, he's hearing this. I don't like it when people know that I don't like them.
Yeah. I don't like it. Because then I feel uncomfortable. Because I'm like, oh, now I have to start.
Like, do I have to be nice to you?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. So, like, I hate Wiley.
Papa Guido.
I really hate Wiley.
If you're an Italian and you just bit your tongue over that, there's literally
a pizza place
called Papa Guido.
On what street? On Aviation.
And for those of you who are unfamiliar with your ethnic slurs, Guido is, or I don't think I pronounced it correctly, but I'm sorry that I'm sorry that I don't pronounce ethnic slurs correctly. Sorry that I don't hate Italian people. Okay. Hate's a strong word, but I'm not all over that. No, I'm kidding. I cannot run for office! This podcast is going to bite me in the arse.
Yeah.
Okay? It's gonna bite me in the arse.
Okay, so
is this the street that I turn on?
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
Club coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, right. So Guido is an ethnic slur for Italians.
Yeah, and there's literally a pizza place called
Pop Guido. There's a pizza place called Pop Guido.
And we've confirmed this all with my one Italian friend.
Yes. Shouts to Al Pacino. Who is not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's 78 and swinging.
76?
He's born in 1940, so he's 78. We looked it up today.
I'm sorry. I don't remember the years that people were born. Wait, we were going on something.
People the kids in my ASL class. Oh, my God. It's like they've never... It's like they only have like 10 seconds to talk. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, it's so weird. I think it's because it's the last class of the day. And, like, they know that when they go home, they can't curse around their parents. So they have to get it all out in those 45 minutes or however long.
No, it's because they want to look cool in front of their other freshman friends.
It's that, too. I think it's a mixture of things. But it's, okay, so in my class, I have a gay kid who sits in front of me. And I'm allowed to say that because he refers to himself as gay kid. Or maybe he doesn't know he's gay yet. I don't know. I totally made that thing up. But he's gay.
So, I have confirmed gay... that you lie.
Yeah, we confirm that.
We confirm that you lie so you can call people things.
Yeah, so there's a kid...
Laura, are you even Italian?
That'd be really embarrassing if Laura doesn't even listen to this podcast and we're just, like, talking to someone who doesn't listen to this podcast.
Shouts to Al Pacino. Are you even Italian?
It's like when people tweet at celebrities and, like, don't get recognized, and it's like, oh.
People always tweet at celebrities.
So I know, like, but, like, celebrities recognize them sometimes.
A more relatable thing would be when you make someone a birthday shout-out. Like, you post a whole-ass picture of their birthday.
And they don't
And there's no comments, and not even the person, you know? And you're like, come on, I ruined my aesthetic for this dumb-ass picture. And what? I don't even get the... And, God, I'm sorry. I was at a four-way stop, and this Porsche rolled up, driven by a, you guessed it, man. And I was like, go ahead. And he was like, no, I insist. God. Oh, I guess that's cool not that car. Bad. God, this is a real, I didn't take
this
my
is like ADD.
I did not
ramble.
Take my ADD. I didn't take my ADD medicine today. I also didn't take my medicine last night, because I fell asleep. I was that tired. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. Anyways, so... They talk like this.
Wait,
and
real fast.
Everything, oh. No, stop talking. I've literally been talking about this for like 10 minutes and I haven't said one thing that they've said. Everyone who's listening to this at home probably doesn't even know what I'm talking about. God.
That's an ugly dog. Yeah. All right, continue. That dog looks like that car.
Oh my God, it does. This is such a visual podcast.
I know. Why do we even make podcasts? We're such visual people.
Yeah. Like, I'm a visual learner. Stop. Anyways, so
I think we're gonna have to go around. Sorry.
Stop talking.
Sorry, god damn it.
No. Okay. No. So they talk like
very
this.
Very uncomfortable.
So, first of all, the girl next to me, she's super, super emo, and how can I tell this? She has like that one haircut that all emo girls have. like, not to be offensive to Rebecca, but it's like, it's not a shaved head, but it's like, you know, it's like boy hair.
Just call it a pixie cut.
Yeah.
I forgot that. Don't drag me into this.
It's a pixie cut. She has a pixie cut. And she also, like...
So she looks gay.
She has a pixie cut, and she commonly wears, like, 21 Pilots.
Gross.
Like, shirts to school. And I'm like, ugh.
You have to be really...
Like, I don't even know if you're gonna regret this. Like, I don't even know if this is a phase for you. I think this is just the rest of your life. Anyways, so she, as most people who aren't funny do, she takes things from online and pretends that she made up what she
right.
made it up.
I remember when you did that.
Yeah, everyone, you're like, holy shit, this is public domain.
Free real estate.
Yeah.
That was an example of me.
Yeah. Taking from something online and pretending. Yeah. Anyways, so you would do that too. Don't pretend like everyone didn't do that.
No, but I remember when you did it and everyone really fucking hated you for it.
Why do you have to be so mean to me? Don't hold me accountable
at me for like 12. We're not gonna get into this. Go!
Anyways, sorry.
Where are you, Guidette? Sorry, Italians.
Anyways, so.
You shouldn't have made it so
stop!
Easy.
Stop! I'm sorry. Like, you just keep on interrupting me. I'm not saying it, like, in a serious way. I'm like, stop interrupting me. Kind of in, like, a, hey, like, pause off. So. So she pretends that she has dreams. So at least she's a little...
She pretends she has a dream.
She pretends she has dreams. And in these dreams, the dreams is basically just, like, a text post from, like, 2012.
She public domain.
Yeah. And then... And, like, she obviously... I think she likes Wiley. And if I'm... Remy, if you're listening to this, and if I'm way overstepping my bounds, just freaking tell me and I'll move because I'll be way too embarrassed to sit next to you after that. But somebody I think she likes Wiley because, like, I don't know, like, she tells all these stories that she really doesn't need to tell. Like, the thing with, like, pretending that you made something up from online, it's like, no one's making you do this. Like, no
right,
one's...
Like, why are you impressing us?
Yeah. So,
Can we get out of the car?
No, I'm almost done with the story. So then Wiley and her, like, fake laugh for, like, 10 minutes because they don't want to be the first one to stop laughing.
Oh, I fucking hate them.
And then they're like, oh, that's so fucking funny. That's so fucking funny. That's so fucking funny. Oh, my God, that's so... sorry. And then Erica comes over, and Erica's also super emo.
I can tell from her name.
Yeah. So she comes over, and she's always, like, sweaty and hot.
I was going to ask if Erica spelled with an E or an A. Like, Erica.
So, Erica comes over, and then we have to sign ASL, and it's like, hello, my name is your name, and then we have to sign it.
That's really great for the listeners at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign it right now. So then Erica's like, fucking go, Remy. It's your fucking turn, Remy. Holy shit, Remy. Fucking hurry up, Remy. Holy fucking shit, Remy.
Yeah.
You're being such a fucking cunt, Remy. And it's like, whoa, you're escalating this way too fast. And Remy's like fake laughing. She's like, yeah, Erica's my friend.
I'm not gonna kill myself when I get home.
Yeah. And then
you can't make fun of people who wear 21 Pilots outfits.
Yeah.
You gotta give them props, okay? They are very sensitive.
Yeah. And then... They relate, a 14-year-old girl relates to a 30-year-old man about issues that he had in high school. He's kind of like the Lele Pons of music.
Okay. You gotta give him props, okay? We all went through shit in high school, but this man is making bank off of it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, yeah, like, and then Wiley, like, is like, you guys are such fucking idiots, holy shit, like, I'm gonna, like, holy fucking shit, like, it's so fucking weird. Like, they're just, like, every other word is fuck. And I'm like, guys, stop! Just kidding, I don't talk in that class. I got a note on Friday, and they're like, is your name Avery? And I was like, no. And the funny thing is, they've asked me this before. They asked if my name is Avery before.
Why? Is anyone else in the class named Avery?
No. It's just like, anyways, I hate the kids in my ASL class. They're all, except I don't mind the gay kid and his friend. Like, they've gotten a lot less annoying ever since Remy and Wiley have been so buddy-buddy. Because, like, Remy didn't, like, curse a lot before. She hasn't even, like, she isn't allowed to watch R-rated movies. Like, she's a fucking noob.
She's 14.
Yeah. She's 14 and she's her
freshman. She lets her mom run her life.
She's a 14, she's a freshman.
Be an adult like the rest of us.
And her birthday is in, like, June. Cunt. Her birthday's in June and she's a freshman who's 14. I'm like, shouldn't she be in 8th grade?
Like, can we please hurry this up? It's getting fucking hot in here.
And then...
It's so fucking hot in here. It's fucking hot in here.
And then... Yeah, it's just, like, it's stupid, you know?
All right, we're gonna go play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, we're actually gonna go and play fucking Dungeons and motherfucking Dragons. That's how Remy would say it. No, not Remy. You know what? That's how Erica would say it. Erica is the one who curses a lot more, and Wiley just makes fun of the two. And it's like, man, stop. And he's like, they talk about their PE teacher because that's like their only bonding thing between the three of them. And they're like, I forget he's like a real person. Like, isn't that weird? Like, he goes home and he has a wife. And I'm like, stop.
But,
first time you've realized that in like your 12 years of going to school. I was gonna
say the exact same thing.
Like, your teacher, like, PE teachers.
Wait, we need to text Sarah that we're here.
Especially talk about how much, like, they have, like, a life, because they want you to make sure that you know it.
They don't want you to...
Unless they don't have a life, then they never talk about it. But PE teachers with a life, it's balls to the walls. I had a PE teacher my freshman year, and we were the first people that she told that she was pregnant. She didn't even tell her mom yet, okay? We weren't even close with her. I can't even tell you what her first name is. Or her last name.
Okay, but is it because time has passed?
No, I genuinely didn't know.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, two PE teachers, and one of them was, like, a pedo.
Oh, I remember who you're talking about.
Whenever a male teacher is nice to girls, though, they're always, like, pedo.
Or just nice in general. I want my male teachers
mean and ugly.
And old.
Old. But whenever... But, like, also...
Do we not?
I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm gonna shut this off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.